Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's over.
Game over, man.
It's over.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Jack Heinrich.
Well, that's more like it. 3 goals in 3 minutes in the third period for the Blackhawks, and they get a 4-2 win. This is Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie Remiliotis. We will quickly head out to the TD Garden to bring in Charlie, because I know you guys got to catch that flight home. But, Charlie, that is what we've been asking for. Go out and take it, and that's exactly what they did in those first couple minutes of the third.
After the first period, Jack, I was like, man, that's four periods of Blackhawks play while I'm on this road trip, and I'm not going to see a goal. I'm not going to be able to call a goal. And then we get five of them in the second and third periods. What a start to that third period for the Blackhawks, where they score 3 goals in a 93-second span, 2 goals in a 24-second span to stretch it out to 4-1. And just a really... It was actually interesting, because I thought the first 3 minutes, the Boston really dominated that third period, and then Chicago scored those three quick goals and quickly tilted the ice in their favor. But what a win for the Blackhawks, who had been a very long time since the Blackhawks had won on the road. March 1st against Anaheim, but even prior to that, the Hawks, I think, had only 3 or 4 wins since the beginning month of the season, where they had 4 wins in their first 9 road games. So much needed road victory for Chicago.
Yeah, and that was actually the last time Arvid Soderblom got a win as well. And I think I saw on the CHSN broadcast, this was their first win in Boston since 2019. So checking off a few things there, good to see. And we'll move to Arvid. How about that performance for him? He needed it, the team needed it, and he came through for them.
Yeah, he was very good. Finishes with 31 saves on 33 shots. The two saves that he made big time in the second period, the first on Lysell later in the frame, and then a few shifts after that on Fraser Minton, I thought was... It was at a crucial point in the hockey game, too, whereas it's still a 1-1 game. And if Boston ends up scoring on either of those opportunities, they go ahead 2-1, and it changes the entire feeling of the game. Instead, the Hawks get the next 3 goals, and they come away with the victory. But, yeah, this was a very well-deserved victory by Arvid Soderblom. And it was probably tough for him, too, because he hadn't really started since March 30th against Utah, which was almost two weeks ago. And so he had to kind of shake off some rust going into this game. But I thought he was very sharp all night long.
Yeah, he was really stellar for the Hawks. That was really good to see from Arvid, who's just had a wacky kind of 2 years with the Hawks. But he gets the win here. We got to talk about Ryan Donato, 30 goals. I was the big hater on that Blackhawks live poll saying he'd only get like 12 to 15, but he doubled it, and he does it back in Boston, which is pretty cool.
Man, what an awesome season that he's having. 30 goals, 60 points. I feel like even midway through the season, I would keep tweeting or keep saying, oh, he's on pace for 30 goals and 60 points. Like, we'll see if he gets it. And he had a little bit of a point drought. I think going into this game, it was a 4-game point drought. And so it was nice to see him get back in the goal column to snap that, but also to hit the 30-goal plateau and the 60-point mark of his NHL career, because I'm sure that was a number that he was hoping to get after he got a little hot after the trade deadline. And to do it in his hometown area against his former Boston Bruins team, I think probably meant a lot more to him to do it in this building.
He's probably only helping his extension talks, too, with the keep adding on the
points and
the goals.
It's certainly not hurting. Yeah, he's a guy that really takes pride in his overall work ethic and his game, and when it's not translating on the ice, you can see the frustration spill over. Like, he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and so it's nice to see him get rewarded for his hard work and to really kickstart things for Chicago to score the go-ahead goal to go up 2-1. I thought really ignited the team.
Yeah, it definitely led to the floodgates being open. It was good to see the Hawks just get, I think you said, 4 shots on goal, all 4 go in. That's more like it for the Hawks. I guess last one for you. I guess the team meeting addressing, I guess, message was heard, because that was a complete of a third period as we've seen from this team in a while.
Yeah, I thought that first period was a really strong one by Chicago. They led 8-4 in scoring chances. The second period, not so much. Boston definitely tilted the ice in their favor, but weirdly enough, hockey is a weird sport. Nick Foligno got the Blackhawks on the board in that second period, but it was nice to see the Blackhawks respond the way that they did from that lengthy team meeting that they have, closed door, players only. First time a lot of those young guys were going through something like that, and it was nice to see them respond. And oh, by the way, they did it with a D group that was all six players were 23 years of age or younger because Connor Murphy was out of the lineup with an illness. So it was it wasn't perfect by any means, but I think this is a real confidence building win, especially for those young blue liners for Chicago, that they were in a situation even late in this game protecting a two-goal lead. It was Sam Renzel out there with Alex Vlasic, and it was these young players getting those important shifts, and I think that will go a long way for the development of their careers.
Yeah, put a star next to this one to remember in the rebuild as these young guys figuring out how to win on the road. All right, Charlie, yeah. Good stuff from you and John. I did a good job filling in, but I'm excited for Saturday, our last home game, unfortunately, but everybody,
crazy.
Troy, me, you, John, Z will all be together for the last one, so I'm excited for that on Saturday.
Yes. We will have the Bandito ready in the radio booth after to celebrate. Thank you, Jack, for the kind words, but also I'm glad you were able to finish off this post game with a big win to talk about. So great job by you, and I'm looking forward to being back in the saddle with you by my side on Saturday.
Absolutely. All right, happy flight home for you and John.
All right, thanks, Jack.
All right, that is Charlie Romeliotis and John Weideman from the TD Garden. Yeah, 5-2 win for the Blackhawks. Really big for them after a really tough performance on Tuesday. We talked about it a lot on the postgame show on Tuesday and in the pregame. And it led to a team meeting for the Hawks before the media was let into the locker room. And it looked like message was received. And sometimes those meetings can have a positive impact on a group. And just had them tightening up. And they were for sure ready to go out of the gate in this one. Played a pretty good road hockey period in that first period, even though they were down 1-0. The big thing to me, though, was that second period, being able to get the goal from Nick Foligno and not give up a goal. That's where we've seen the wheels fall off a little bit sometimes for the Hawks in the second period when they've, like on Tuesday, when they got stuck in their own end and they get long shifts, couldn't get pucks out, and they've struggled with that. But they did a very good job in that second period being able to defend well. They got the pucks out and they're getting their changes in, and then Nick Foligno, the captain, making a very nice defensive play, taking it himself on a breakaway and being able to capitalize and get the goal. And that really got the Hawks going. They were able to get through a 4-on-4 situation and kill off a penalty after they were on a power play, and they were able to take that 1-1 score into the second intermission. And then the third period, I mean, like Charlie said, the Bruins were on them a little bit there, and the Hawks were able to get out of their own end and immediately be able to score. And then that just kind of opened the floodgates for the Hawks. Ryan Donato, we'll talk about him much more in this postgame show, but 30th goal of the season, 60th points, having just a career breakout year in a contract year, and hopefully he sticks around with the Blackhawks for the years to come, because he has really turned into a solid player for this team and seemingly like a piece on a team that's moving forward trying to contend. He's got 30 goals now, and a really cool moment for him getting that goal back in Boston, back home in Boston for him. Had to feel extra special. He was on the CHSN postgame show talking to Rick Ball and Darren Pang. He might even be meeting the media as well, so maybe we'll hear from him later. But he's been so great on the ice this year for the Hawks. He was very steady last year too, just a solid player, and he's played up and down the lineup for the Hawks these past 2 years. He doubled his point total from last year. He had 30 points. He had 12 goals and 18 assists, and this year he's got 30 goals now, and he's got 30 goals now and 30 assists, so 60 points after his goal today. So big-time year for Ryan Donato, a guy who came over on a two-year contract after being with the Seattle Kraken, and he's just turned into a very, very solid player for the Hawks and a versatile player as well. He's played up and down the lineup, center, wing, first line, second line, third line, fourth line. He's been all over the lineup for the Hawks. Even it's funny to even think way back at the beginning of the year, he was a scratch in a few games at the beginning of the year, and then he really started to get going and hasn't slowed down since then. So he's got his 30th goal of the year. Really cool to see. Really awesome that he's able to get it. We've been kind of on that 30-goal watch for him these past few games after he got that hat trick a few weeks ago. And he gets the 30th goal mark with three games left. So very cool for Ryan Donato, and he was able to do that in Philadelphia. And the assists come from Philip Kurashev and Sam Renzel. So Renzel gets his second point in the NHL, who he continues to play very solid once again for the Hawks, and he led them in ice time. And he led everybody who played in ice time at 24:55 for Sam Renzel. He played a bunch on the ice, and they're really playing him a lot. They've played Levchinov a lot before Renzel got here, so they're playing a lot of these young guys. And as we talked about with Connor Murphy and Y. Kaiser being out, a very young D core tonight with those two missing with illness, and those guys stepped up and played very well for the Hawks and getting some big-time exposure in the NHL. And that's the thing I like here at the end of this season. They've been able to get some young guys like Levchinov. We weren't sure if he was going to stay past 10 games, but he's been past that now. And then Sam Renzel and Oliver Moore sign after Minnesota's exit. Their season ended early for the Frozen Four. So they're up here in the NHL, and I really like that these young guys are getting a chance to play. The Hawks wanted to have move up in the standings a little bit more, get out of that bottom three in the lottery. Unfortunately, that did not happen, but I think that that could be a blessing in disguise when you look back, because they're looking at a top four pick once again, adding another big piece to the rebuild. But now it's all about these young guys, and the Hawks have completely flipped their roster from being a team that was one of the older ones at the beginning of the year. Kyle Davidson brought in some veterans to try to help with some of the young guys coming up, but with the season going the way it did, they traded some of those veterans and opened up some spots for young guys who are getting some valuable NHL experience. I mean, nothing replicates game experience. It doesn't matter if you're playing in practice or whatnot, but these games are valuable for players to learn about the NHL and experience what it's like to be in an NHL game. You look at Landon Slaggart and Frank Nazar. They played in a few games last year when their college seasons ended. And I know Frank Nazar, but I think Slaggart has said too that really helped them going into the offseason, just getting that taste of the NHL. They both were able to get goals before then as well, so they didn't have to worry about that. And then they go into the offseason with that, trying to make the team. But with Slaggart and Nazar, they both go to Rockford, and then they make their way up to the Hawks. So they've done a very good job developing down in Rockford and then coming up to the Hawks. So now you got some other young guys with Oliver Moore. It'll be interesting to see where he stacks up next season as well. If he starts in Rockford, if he starts up here, and it seems like Sam Renzel is going to start up with the Hawks and maybe not even go to Rockford at all, which would be awesome for the Hawks and their development. And you're looking at a D core next year with Sam Renzel, Artem Levchinov, Kevin Korchinski, and then all these other young guys that have been playing as well with Wyatt Kaiser. Nolan Allen's played a little bit, Louis Crevier, Ethan Delmastro. So a lot of young talent on the blue line for the Hawks moving forward, which has been cool to see in this rebuild. Some guys making jumps at becoming NHL players. So that's been really cool to see. But you look in this third period, got a little sidetrack there, but Donato gets the goal. And then right after that, Bertuzzi gets the goal, not even 2 minutes later, but the Hawks score three goals in almost 2 minutes of ice time to really take control of this game. Awesome for Kevin Korchinski to get his first goal of the season. He's had to play. He had a little bit of an up and down rookie year in the NHL, wasn't able to go down to the AHL due to the age restrictions and whatnot. And he goes down this year after he played a full year in the NHL and worked on developing. They call him up here for the stretch run, and they've liked some of the signs he's shown, but today was a very positive for him, getting a goal on a really good shot. And it was cool to see the primary assist coming from Connor Bedard, his 41st assist of the season. And those two are really good buddies, played in the World Juniors together with Team Canada. So it's cool to see those guys having that connection. Bedard was very excited to get it over to Korchinski, and when he saw that went in, they had a big celebration. That's things you love to see. And then Oliver Moore got the secondary assist, so he got 3 points. So you're looking at the future here for the Hawks, getting on the score sheet with Renzel, Moore, Bedard, Korchinski. That's what you want to see And a very nice win for the Hawks on the road, a place where they hadn't won in 6 years. Even if it is an Eastern Conference foe, it's still nice to get that off their back and get a win like that. And on the end of the road trip, happy flight home. You don't have to take that long flight from Boston back to Chicago. After a loss, you're taking it after a 5-2 win, which was what the Hawks really needed, and they get that team meeting, and they get the win. Arvid Soderblom was very solid again for the Hawks, as we were talking about, in that he hadn't played in, I think it was 4 games, and really Spencer Knight's taking over the number one goalie spot. But Arvid gets big credit for what they were able to do tonight and get that win. 31 saves on 33 shots. He made a couple of huge saves in that second period to keep the Hawks in it and keep it tied and keep it at a one-goal lead before they're able to tie it. So he played very well. And then down the stretch, he played well, getting stops when the Bruins were pushing to try to get back into the game. He was able to make those big saves for the Hawks and get a win. And his first win since March 1st, and the first road win for the Hawks since March 1st. They get their 8th road win, as John Weidemann said, tying last year's mark, and they still have 2 more road games left coming up next week. We got some sound rolling in here from Boston. We'll get to that. Hawks win 5-2. Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie Romeliotis. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Back here on the Blackhawks postgame show, Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie Romeliotis. Charlie was in Boston doing a great job with John Weidemann on the call. Big win for the Hawks, 5-2. A nice win for this team coming home after a 2-game East Coast road swing, getting that 5-2 win coming off a 5-0 loss to the Penguins. Good to see this team respond after this closed-door meeting. Seemed to resonate pretty well with the team. Captain Nick Foligno and former Bruin had 2 goals in this one. He also met the media. Let's hear what the captain had to say after this one.
What did you see out there tonight?
I think we had a little bit of a, slower start, but just trying to get to our game. And then once you saw our get a little confidence, we tie it up, and you could just see our confidence start to come with just making the right plays. I thought early on, especially against this team, we tried a little bit of the cross-ice stuff, and as soon as we started playing low and heavy and through checks, our offense comes to life. So I hope it's a good lesson for our group because of how disappointing it was in Pittsburgh to see that when you play like that, you get rewarded. The pretty goals come. The guys scored beautiful goals today, and it came from just getting it simple, but they look beautiful, and I think that's what we're trying to hammer home here.
I'm doing it in a span of 3 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. I think just that's what our team is capable of doing, though, right? And there's skill in this team, and there's guys that can put the puck in the net. But you got to give yourself the opportunity to do it. And, some nights it doesn't come in bunches. It comes sporadically, and you got to be smart in order to keep the lead in the game. But today it came in that spurt, and we were able to hold on and get a big win.
Funny coincidence how many of the guys that scored from Bruins.
Actually, somebody just said that. Yeah, if we got Reagan there, we would have had a whole Bruin trifecta, quad, whatever it is. But it's nice. We obviously all have great memories here. I cherish my time in Boston. Special people in that room, special group of guys I got to play with, and my only regret is probably not getting the job done.
Are you kind of unrecognizable right now, given?
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, it's just a reality. I mean, I'm sure people would say that about our team too. It's the reality of when you're not where you want to be as an organization, right? You're trying to find pieces and futures. So I'm sure they're going through it a little bit too, which is uncharted territories for that organization. They got good people leading the way though.
Did you see any direct carryovers from that post-game meeting, things that you guys talked about specifically?
Yeah, I think there was a more conscious effort for some guys to just dig in, respect the game. And, I think that's what we were trying to talk about, is just making sure you're a consummate pro in whatever way that means, right? And, not to go into too much detail, but just respect the game. Respect how you need to play for your teammates. Respect how you need to play in this league. It can humble you quickly. And I think just being predictable for each other. I think that's the biggest thing, right? You need to go on the ice and know what each other are going to do. And when you don't, that's the result we got in Pittsburgh. And, too many nights have been like that this year, and it was just a time to address it and hopefully put that to bed for a while.
Ryan and I just had a birthday. Yeah. Did you see a 30-goal season in him?
I mean, he has the ability to shoot the puck, right, Ryan? And I think it's all coming together. I think it's, you know, it's one of those years, too, where it's a special year for him. He's got a contract year and father. You can see things start to sort out a little bit for him and who he is. He's probably become more comfortable in who he is as a person. I think he's got a great role here. And, you know, it's allowed him to play to the abilities that he has. And, you know, we're thrilled for him. He's been a great competitor for us. And, yeah, I was happy to see him get 30.
Dover had a couple of untimely hooking penalties. Is that something that
he's got to work through that, obviously. I mean, especially on the power play. But, you know, it's part of him learning the game and how to impact it in a certain way. He wants to make a play every time, or he wants the puck back as bad as possible. And, you know, sometimes guys are good in this league. They're gonna angle their bodies to put you in a bad spot, possibly. And, you know, so he's just got to learn timing and understand that important part of it, especially, you know, on power plays where momentum swings are huge. And we want him on the ice as much as we can, obviously.
There's the captain, Nick Foligno, after this one. A few things that stood out, him saying that he thought that first period was a little, they could have been better, but they were able to hang on and keep it a one-goal game. And then he saw the confidence grow once Foligno was able to tie the game. And you could really see that from the Hawks being able to get it going after that, and then really coming out in that third period strong. That's something that I've seen. That I've wanted to see from the Hawks this season is them going out, and they've had leads against good teams going in the third period. It's just they've played a little tentative and not to lose, and then instead of going out and taking it, and today in a tie game, they went out and took it, getting three goals in a row. Three goals in not even 3 minutes, I think, but that was good to see. Another interesting thing I thought Foligno said was that he says this is what we're capable of, and this year's really been a battle of being consistent and trying to be consistent, and that's something that they've worked on through the ups and the downs, and it's been frustrating at times, but a good one here, and hopefully they can take this into the final three games of the season and have it end on a good note, knowing that they're capable of going into another team's building and scoring five goals and getting a win like that. And he did like the team effort, and he thought a couple guys had more conscious effort after that game in Pittsburgh, so the team meeting seems to be productive there in that regard. And then Donato, I mean, even just hearing it from the captain is just what a year he's had. And it's all kind of come together. Like he said, he's got a good shot, and they're really happy for him. And Donato's had a big impact on the locker room. I think Connor Bedard said after one of the games is that he's been one of the more a guy that he's leaned on a lot this season, and he was happy to see him stay through the trade deadline. And that's what Kyle Davidson said as well after the trade deadline, is that we value Ryan Donato. We didn't get anything that matched that value we thought we had. He's sticking around, and hopefully they can work out an extension and have him stick around even longer. So the Hawks get a big win there. Another big star of the game for the Hawks was Arvid Soderblom. 31 saves on 33 shots. He gets his first win since March 1st in Anaheim. He also met the media here, what the Hawks goaltender had to say after this one.
What did you see out there tonight?
I think we played a solid game. I think we had the competitiveness. I think we were working hard competing. I think we were pretty strong around both nets. Maybe gave up a little too much, but we were there on the second chances and took away rebounds and sticks. So yeah, I think we were competing, and then the game, you get rewarded and win games when you compete. So yeah, it was fun to see.
For you, you haven't gotten a ton of starts lately. Is it hard to like kind of not put too much pressure on when you finally get one to not?
No, not really. I feel like I'm still on the ice every day. I play hockey every day, so game practice doesn't really matter for me. I'm trying to do the same thing every day, just trying to get better. So just having those habits every day makes it easier when you get the chance to be ready.
How do you think your game unfolded? And you can make the argument if it wasn't for Kershaw kind of tripping over Pasternak, you know, it might be like a one-goal night.
Yeah, there's always ifs and buts and whatever. So I feel like, yeah, I played solid, and I think gave us a chance to win today with some big saves and played my game. So, yeah, it felt good. And hopefully we can keep playing like this for the last three games or whatever it is. And, yeah, finish strong.
There's Arvid Soderblom after the game, and he had a very good game. Kind of falling into that behind backup goaltender to Spencer Knight. And he looked very sharp today, and he stopped 31 of 33 shots. I thought it was interesting he said that he really uses practice time to prepare, and I think that's something he's talked about before, going through last year, struggling a little bit. It looked like he was going to be in Rockford this season, but Laurent Brossoit, who has not played yet for the Blackhawks, had this lingering injury that he's had to deal with. So Soderblom gets that chance, and he worked hard in the summer. And he played a lot when Peter Mrazek was here, and then the Hawks trade for Spencer Knight, and he was still playing a decent amount, but now Knight's taking over most of the starts. But he's still been solid, and that's something very positive for the Blackhawks rebuild going forward. You have two young goaltenders for the future, and Spencer Knight looks really strong, and Arvid Soderblom's been very solid as well, and that's a positive for the Hawks moving forward, hopefully getting that goaltending tandem together for when they're competing. And he looked prepared. He hadn't played in a while, and it seemed like he might be a little bit rusty, but even Charlie was saying to me that he looked pretty solid out there, and he made some really big saves, one in the second period as well, when that could have maybe made it, I think it would have made it 2-0 Boston. He got the stop, and then a little bit later, Nick Foligno was able to get the goal to tie the game, and the Hawks were able to take that momentum into the third period. So strong start for Arvid Soderblom. We'll see if he gets another start to end the year in the last three games. He probably will. They got a back-to-back next week, Monday and Tuesday. So we'll see Arvid probably one more time this season. Hopefully can end the season on a strong note. Interim head coach Anders Sorensen met with the media. Let's hear what he had to say after this 5-2 win.
What do you see tonight?
One.
How do you feel like, I guess, the team performance? How would you analyze that?
Okay, first period. Not a great second, but then I thought we did some good things in the third. Made some plays when the game was on the line.
What kind of turned on in that third period when all of a sudden you get, 93 seconds, three goals?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just made some plays when the game was on the line, right? I think that was something that we missed in the second. I thought we did in the third. We made a couple of quick adjustments in our neutral zone going into the third, and it worked.
Did you see any direct carryover from that post-game meeting in Pittsburgh to tonight?
I thought the first period was good, yeah. Yeah, and then it was a good response, right? And then the third, we self-inflicted a little bit, but we got through it, so it was great. And then, we made a push in the third.
Seemed like Bedard had a couple of untimely penalties. One wiping out a power play. Is that something that he just grows out of, or you talk to him and remind him about the situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game. I think there's some frustration there at times, but, he's a young kid. He's learning, but he knows. I think he should have gotten a call again as we were barking a little bit at the ref there. You like that, right? Because he had a scoring chance and got hooked and didn't get the call, right? So there were some frustrations there.
Yeah, fair point. Korchinski getting a goal. What do you think of his night?
Yeah, he was okay.
Yeah. What do you think of the decor overall with six young guys?
Yeah, I give him a lot of credit, right? Krebs have been played, for example, for a while, came in. Deli hasn't played in a while. They come in, and, that's a young decor, and I think they held together well. It's not easy to come in here and play against Post and some of these guys, and they did a good job. They hung in there. I thought Vlas was really good, so that was really encouraging to see.
What did you see on the Pasternak goal? Was that like a trip?
And we did bark at the refs about that, too. Yeah, yeah.
There's Anders Sorensen after the game, a 5-2 win for the Blackhawks. Very direct is Anders Sorensen, and he is kind of what Charlie was saying during the intermissions, that pretty good first period, not the best second, but you're tied in the hockey game going into the third period, and they made plays in that third period. And Boston was on them at the beginning of that third period, but they were able to quickly flip the switch and get those three goals, one after another after another. And then shouting out the young D-men, it was a very young defensive core, especially with Connor Murphy being out of this game with an illness, pulling it up here. The Blackhawks defensemen tonight were Artem Levchinov, 19, Sam Renzel, 20, Kevin Korchinski, 20, Ethan Del Mastro, 22, Alex Vlasic, 23, and Louis Crevier, 23. Crevier, the oldest, Vlasic with the most NHL experience, but a very young defensive core for the Hawks and showing the bright future for them and the future on the blue line for them, and these young guys getting experience and hopefully growing and learning. And you're looking at guys like Vlasic, Renzel, and Levchinov, and potentially Korchinski being some big time players on the back end for the Hawks. And they were able to get a win today with that inexperience going up against, like Sorensen said, Pasternak and some of the big guns for the Bruins, even though this is a very different Bruins team after the trade deadline, and that a team that has struggled since the trade deadline. The Hawks were able to go and get it done in a game that was winnable. They went out and were able to win it. Coming up next year on the Blackhawks postgame show, let's relive the highlights, because that was a very fun one, especially in the third period. This is Jack Heinrich in for Charlie Armeliotis. Hawks win 5-2 over the Bruins. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Back here on the Blackhawks postgame show, recapping a 5-2 win for the Hawks over the Bruins. Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie Armeliotis, who did a great job on the call with the great John Weideman. And let's roll through the highlights in this one. A fun one for the Hawks. Did not start out that way, kind of similar to the start in Boston. The Hawks played pretty even and played a pretty well first period, but it was the Bruins and David Pastrnak getting the first goal.
Kershaw behind the Hawk net, turned the puck over right circle, and a shot from the slot by Lindholm. They score. Philip Kershaw came out from behind the Hawk net. Morgan Geekie of the Bruins lifted his stick in the right circle, pulled the puck free, and finds Lindholm standing 10 feet out in front of the net. And he had kind of a weak shot, did Lindholm, but it beats Soderblom over the shoulder. Bruins lead 1-0. The goal at 10:39 of period number one.
And David Pastrnak did get the deflection to get that in the back of the net for the Bruins. So 1-0 at the end of one. The Hawks played a pretty solid period. And that second period is pretty back and forth. The Hawks were kind of bending, not breaking. A couple big saves from the goaltender Arvid Soderblom. And then Nick Foligno made a very nice defensive play and cashed in on the breakaway.
Right point. Andrew Peek there spins it back in behind the Hawk net to the near half boards. Ian McKayev lost his footing on the puck, but Foligno breaks through center with it over the Bruin line, down the right wing of the circle, fires, he scores! Nick Foligno, the former Bruin, coming back to Boston to haunt his old mates. Bada boom, bada bing, Nick Foligno ties the score at one.
And that was Nick Foligno, first goal in four periods on the road trip for the Blackhawks. And it was desperately needed for the Hawks. After that, the Hawks were able to kill off a 4-on-4 and a little bit of a penalty. Or I think that was beforehand. But anyways, they were able to keep this game tied at one going into the third period. And a big period for the Hawks upcoming. They've been in this situation a lot before this season. And they went out, and at the beginning of the third period, Boston was on them early, but they were able to bend, don't break. They got a rush the other way, and Ryan Donato got goal number 30 of his great season so far.
Lassick now to Renzel over the Bruin line, right wing side, cuts back through the high slot to the left circle, centered in on goal. Pansy made rebound, score! Ryan Donato with his 30th goal of the season. The Boston kid rings it up back in his hometown. And for the first time in this game, the Blackhawks lead the Boston Bruins 2-1.
And that gave the Hawks a lot of momentum and juice going into it, and they did not stop there. Not even a little over a minute later, the Hawks were back on the attack, and their second shot of the period from the back of the net.
And now the puck turned over at the Hawk line. Bertuzzi's got it. Through center over the Boston line. Bertuzzi from the slot. Shoots, he scores! Quick strikes by the Hawks in a matter of just a minute or so. Tyler Bertuzzi let it rip from the tops of the circles. This beats Swayman low to the stick side. It's now 3-1 in favor of the Hawks.
Tyler Bertuzzi picking up goal number 22 of the season. And the former Bruins in this game for the Hawks. Two goals for Nick Foligno. Bertuzzi was able to get one as well. Ryan Donato as well. So a former Bruins there, Donato back in his hometown, beating their former team. Pat Maroon did play in this one, was not able to get on the score sheet, but three out of the four former Bruins being able to get on the score sheet for the Hawks, good to see. And then, not even 2 minutes later, three goals in 2 minutes, Kevin Korchinski capped it off.
So 3-1 in favor of the Hawks. As we rejoin the play, Korchinski left circle, shoots, he scores! The Hawks have struck again. Three goals inside of 3 minutes. Kevin Korchinski let it rip from the top of the left circle. Bangs off the underneath side of the crossbar and ends up inside the Bruin net. 4-1. The Hawks are having some fun now.
Yeah, a lot of fun there. Connor Bedard was very excited to set up his buddy Kevin Korchinski. He got the primary assist, and Oliver Moore with the secondary. So that's the future right there. Korchinski with the goal, Bedard and Moore with the assist. So very good to see the young guys stepping up there. Yeah, the Hawks scoring three goals in under 2 minutes and just really throwing a big knockout punch there against the Bruins and taking that 4-1 lead. The Bruins, though, did try to make it interesting as Morgan Geeky found the back of the net.
Korchinski near corner, lost the puck, Pastrnak, top of the right circle, put it in front. A shot, they score. This is Morgan Geeky. Kevin Korchinski, the poor kid, was just trying to make the correct play there. Mishandled the puck. Pastrnak had it with a lot of time and space at the bottom of the right circle. He put the puck in front for Geeky, who then fires home his 31st goal on the season to make it respectable right now. 4-2 in favor of the Hawks with a lot of time on that clock.
And that was a 4 straight game with a goal for Geeky, so he stayed hot for the Bruins. But the Hawks bend, don't break, and then with under a minute to go on the penalty kill, the captain, Nick Foligno, and former Bruin, got his second of the night.
Now the puck taken by Mikheyev, poked it to the line, held in by Lauri, but the Hawks get it back. Foligno's going to get an empty net shorthanded goal. He shoots, he scores! An empty net goal for the captain, Nick Foligno. And it's a shorthander to boot, but a boom, but a bang. The Hawks now lead 5-2 with 25 seconds left in the game.
Good to see the captain getting two goals for the Hawks, and that put it out of reach for the Hawks, and here's John's final call of a 5-2 win over the Bruins.
2 seconds, one, this one is over, and the Blackhawks beat the Boston Bruins here in Boston. They did it in come-from-behind fashion, spotting the Bruins the 1-0 lead on the Pastrnak goal in the first period. And then the Blackhawks scored five of their own with Nick Foligno scoring a pair, including a shorthanded empty net goal. And the Blackhawks now win their 8th road game on the season to match their win total on the road from last season. And with the win, the Blackhawks now have also matched their total number of wins from last season, 23 wins against 46 losses and 10 overtime or shootout losses. Well, with the loss, the Bruins are now 32-39-9.
And the Hawks will have chances to improve on last year's win total and road total with two road games coming up next Monday and Tuesday. A nice win for the Hawks, 5-2, much needed. Happy plane ride hold. One more interesting tidbit. Pat Maroon played only in two games with the Bruins last year, but he was on their roster after being in Minnesota. He was out with some Bruins last night celebrating his retirement, and even though he was only there for the second half of the year and only playing in two games, you can see the impact that Pat Maroon has. Yeah, so some guys on Instagram, I think David Pastrnak and some others, showing that Pat Maroon got together with them and had a little retirement send-off for the big rig, which was cool to see, and pretty cool that he's ending his career with the Hawks this season, and he's been able to do that last go off into retirement as a member of the Blackhawks for his story career, 14-year NHL career. All right, one more break to get to here on the Blackhawks postgame show. We'll set you up for the next game, the home finale already at the UC on Saturday. You'll listen to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN.
Dumba put it toward the goal. It didn't get to the net. Now grabbed by Tanev, and he fired it in the center. Morgan Barron gets there, cuts to the interior. Barron continues on. Morgan Barron scores! Barron with a carbon copy finish of the goal he scored on Monday. He would not be denied, and he makes it 2-0.
Dan Robertson, TSN, Jets TV. That is the Blackhawks' next game. Tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. The Jets lead the season series 2-0 over the Hawks on October 11th. It was a 2-1 OT win for the Jets, and then on December 7th, a 4-2 win for the Jets. I think that was Anders Sorensen's first game as interim head coach. Right now, they're winding down and getting another win. They're up 4-0 down in Dallas. And they have 110 points and looking like they might be this year's President's Trophy winner. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Thanks to everybody involved in our broadcast tonight, the great Chris DeFlores engineering, keeping me on track and on air. And then our producer, Alan Poppy, flying solo again, doing a great job as well. The great John Weideman and Charlie Meliotis had the call in Boston of a 5-2 win over the Bruins for the Blackhawks. On Saturday, the finale at home, everybody's back. John, Troy Murray will be back in color. And then Charlie will be doing pre, post, and intermissions. I've been Jack Heinrich, honored to fill in for Charlie. Hawks win 5-2 over the Bruins. You've been listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.